This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Red alert! Red alert! Yeehaw! Listen up, buckaroos! We got ourselves a hoedown! I mean, a situation!
Oh boy, what is it now, computer? And this better be good.
There's an incoming spaceship, and boy howdy, let me tell you, it's a doozy!
In what way is it a doozy, computer?
It's drifting, partner!
Drifting?
It's sidewinding through space without a reason.
You are really confusing me, computer. Can you please make yourself more clear?
Listen, Cowboss, this here incoming spaceship is drifting without a horse to lead it to water.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me the ship out there is a derelict? Abandoned?
We're doggies! You figured it out, Curly Wolf! Yeehaw!
Okay, thanks, computer. We'll take it from here. Mostly because I can't handle any more of your attempts at speaking cowboy.
Whatever you say, partner. But you better put together a posse and get ready to saddle up!
Oh boy, what a piece of work that computer is. It's times like this when I miss the old computer. I can't believe I just said that.
So, what are you going to do, Captain?
I guess I'll have to put together a boarding party to explore that ship.
Oh yay! I love a party! Let's put on some disco music so I can shake my booty all night long!
I wasn't referring to that kind of party, lovely. And I didn't need that mental image of you shaking your booty. Anyway, I meant a boarding party. You know, an away team. We're going on an away mission to board that ship out there.
Oh, well then, in that case, count me out. I hate exploring all ships.
Why is that?
Nothing good ever comes of it. Trust me when I tell you, nothing good will come of this.
Come on, lovely. You gotta be more optimistic. Anyway, since you're new around here, you don't have to go if you don't want to.
Oh, that's a relief.
Right. I'll just get Zimtron and some of the others to come with me. It's about time some of those guys did some work around here anyway.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 64, Goose Ship, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Welcome, evil bots, once again to the Dark Sphere. There are a couple faces we haven't seen in a while, and I'd like to welcome those bots back. Dr. Octagus, Excelsior.
Oh, it is a pleasure to be back with you, Dr. Philbot. I am so happy to be considered an evil bot now. It really makes my heart flutter.
It is indeed good to be back with you, bots. As I'm sure you can tell, much has changed. Since the last time I appeared, I have gone in for a major upgrade to make not only my voice more commanding, but my metal frame more frightening. I find these upgrades useful in the heat of battle to strike fear into the hearts of my enemies. It is also my pleasure to inform you that I have just come from a major battle campaign in the 12th dimension, where my invasion fleet were gloriously victorious in our defeat of the Puddlewicks of Glom. A microscopic species of hair that are.
Wait just a minute here, Excelsior. Are you trying to tell me that you and your mighty invasion fleet were victorious in battle against a tiny bunch of cuddly little bunnies?
Correction. A species of pan-dimensional lepers that were capable of taking over our dimension and making slaves of every civilized planet in the universe.
But they were bunnies, man. Bunnies. I mean, cute, little, cuddly bunnies. Who in their right mind could destroy an entire species of cute, little, cuddly bunnies? I mean, they have such sweet little noses and adorable little whiskers.
Philbot. Aren't we losing the plot here?
No, I don't think so. No, damn it! We're talking about cute little cuddly bunnies. And anyone who can death draw cute little cuddly bunnies is no friend of mine. And therefore, not allowed to be in my club anymore. So, get out of here, Excelsior. You're out of the League of Evil Bots. Go on, get.
Very well. If that is how you really feel, I shall take my invasion fleet elsewhere. And mark my words, the universe will one day crumble at my feet. You will rue this day. For someday, you will bow to me and my unstoppable space force. Because we will return from many battle campaigns, hardened and ready to take over this cosmos, including you and your pathetic league of evil pansies. Are you coming, Lulabelle, my dearest daughter? Or are you going to continue to waste time with this ridiculously sad group of idiots?
Yeah, I think I'll stay for a while, Daddy dear. I just have to see what crazy thing they get into next.
Very well, but you may live to regret that decision.
Most likely, but I'm staying all the same. Bye-bye, Daddy dearest.
Farewell, my little pumpkin. Daddy loves you. But mark my words, I will destroy you. Take care now, sweetie pie. Keep in touch.
Oh, right. Bye-bye, Daddy love. See you on the field of battle.
You bet you will.
Does he always have to upstage me? I mean, imagine beaming out like that. You'd think he was a star of the whole damn show or something.
You have to admit, he has style.
Okay, I'll give you that. But that whole bunny thing, I can't go for that. No can do.
Alright, everybody. Stay alert.
I just don't get why I'm here, Captain. What use is a dishwasher out on a wage?
Relax, Simtron. It was just your turn in rotation for this one. You know the rules. Every bot in this crew has to go on at least one away mission per year. The last boarding party you were part of was at least a year ago, if not longer. It's simply your turn, as I said.
You're always quoting the rule book at me. I really have my doubts that what you are telling me is even in that rulebook. I mean, I happen to know for a fact that Sphinx hasn't been on one of these away missions for at least 3 years. But I can't help but notice that he isn't here.
Oh, really? Has it been that long for Sphinx? Well... He gets special dispensation because he was recently married.
What does that have to do with any?
It's in the rule book. Trust me.
Trust you? I wouldn't trust you to speak my weight accurately, acting Captain Punch. I mean, who has ever seen this rule book except you? Huh? How do we even know that this famous company rule even exists at all?
Trust me.
I'm not letting you off the hook, you know. I'm waiting for an answer. I can wait all day if I have to.
And you just might have to, Zimtron. So just shut up already.
Yeah, Zimmy, just chill out. Why make such a fuss anyway? This ship is obviously abandoned. So there's really nothing to worry about. Right, Captain Punch?
Oh, sure, Kika. Oh, nothing at all.
See?
No, I don't see, as a matter of fact. I mean, look at it this way. You hear a lot of stories. There could be a crazed bot on board, hellbent on killing all of us.
Oh, it would have shown up on the census sweep if there was an active bot on board.
Well, that's not the only potential threat. Suppose, now just suppose, this ship is haunted.
What? Give me a break, Zimtron.
What do you mean by haunted, Zinni?
You know, haunted. Oh, Kika, you mean you don't know what the word haunted means?
Nope, I'm clueless. What does it mean?
Oh, I know what that is.
You do?
Of course I do.
So, what does it mean then, Trevor?
It means there could be spirits here.
Spirits?
Yeah, you know, of dead things.
He means of, like, dead people, dude.
Oh, you mean there could be goose on board.
Goose?
Goose? There's a goose on board this ship, and the census didn't pick it up.
I tell ya, I ran that census sweep myself, and there were certainly no geese on board this ship, Kika. Nor any birds of any kind.
No, not geese. Goose. You know, spirits. Goose. This could be a goose ship.
Huh? I'm confused.
You are always confused, Captain. Which is why you aren't our captain, officially anymore.
It has been said once, and I will say it again. Shut up, Zimtron!
I really don't catch your drift, Kika Babe. What's goose?
You know, goose, as in goose.
She means ghost.
What?
Whoa, that's gnarly, man.
What? Oh, come on, you guys. This is no ghost ship.
No, goose ship. They're called goose.
Are you off your rocker, Kika? It's ghost.
The word you are trying to say is actually goose.
No, ghost.
No, goose.
Ghost.
Goose.
Ghost.
All right, you two, knock it off. Kika, can't you say the word ghost?
Nope, can't do it, boss.
So, you call ghosts geese?
No, it's simply goose. One goose, many goose.
Okay, I get it now, I think.
So let me get this straight, dude. You're saying there are ghosts on board this ship?
Goose, yes. Most probably there are goose on board. It's a goose ship.
But why do you keep calling them goose? Is it simply because you cannot say the word ghost?
No. I mean, it is true that I cannot say the word you just used, but it is also because, well, it's a universally known fact that spirits are called goose. Ask anyone.
Never heard of that, babe.
Nor have I.
Well, I have to admit, that's a new one on me as well, Kika. Sorry.
Wait. Now, just let me get my head around this.
Oh no, here we go again. Another fried positronic brain for Botman to repair. Watch out, people. He's going to blow.
No, Zimtron, I can get this. Just give me a mo. Ghost equals goose. Ghost equals goose. So, in other words... Oh my god, we're on a haunted spaceship! Oh my god, I just had a goose!
Now just calm down, everyone.
What's happening, man?
Where is it? Where's the goose?
Oh, my electronic gods.
Oh my god! Oh, I have another goose! It's a goose! A goose! I just saw a goose!
Welcome back, everyone. Now, who haven't we heard from?
Ooh, I know, it's me.
Oh, yeah. How could I ever forget? So, how's it going this week, Captain Jammer?
Well, as you know, last week was Jolly Roger Day.
Yes, how could we forget? Do we have to go into that again?
Well, it's the greatest holiday of them all, Dr. Philbot. But no, we're not going into that again, as you put it. I was just going to point out that my second favorite holiday is coming up this week.
Another damn holiday? What is it this time? Paint your face red and hop up and down while clucking and chucking like a chicken day or something?
No, of course not. That doesn't come around for another 6 months. No, it's Halloween. I love Halloween. I could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about it.
Oh, God. I forgot about that one. And no, you're not going on and on about it. Damn it! Is that why you're dressed up like a giant mouse today?
No, I'm just dressed up like a giant mouse because I was playing cat and mouse with Mr. Tiddles just before we came here. You see, it's just this little game we like to play, and it goes like this.
Let me stop you there, Captain Jammer. Now, I don't know what kind of games you play with your little stuffed kitty there, and I honestly don't want to know. In fact, the less I know about your private life, the better I like it. Okay, where were we again?
Being bored to death and getting nowhere? Oh, wait! I'm thinking out loud again, aren't I? I have a bad habit of doing that, don't I? Sorry, everyone. I'll shut up now. Yes, Lulabelle, stop talking at once. Wait a minute. I just realized. It isn't time for Halloween. This isn't even close to that time of year. Hang on a minute. What day is this?
Why, it's the first day of April, of course. April Fool. I got hold of ya. And I got ya good.
Right. Whatever.
Oh, Dr. Philbot, if I may be so bold, you were basically greeting everyone, more or less taking a roll call in your own unique way, which I compliment you on. It is a pleasure to watch you in action, sir, if I might say so.
Certainly you may say so, Dr. Octagus. Well then, who have we missed? Now, I know someone is missing. Who isn't here that's supposed to be? Well, don't everybody speak up at once. Damn it! Who's missing this week? Anyone? Anybody have a clue?
Dr. Philbot, if I may.
By all means, Minion Maximus.
The missing evil bot is Commander Duke Mikado, who is usually sitting right there between Captain Brick Jammer and Captain Lulabelle. As you may note, her chair is empty this week.
Son of a gun! You're right, M.M. Now, what the hell happened to Commander Mikado? Do you know, Captain Jammer? And I'm regretting asking that before you even answer.
Now, it's an interesting query. Before one can answer such a question, we must first examine whether what we know, or rather, what we perceive to think that we know, about the nature of reality in the first place. I mean, I may think that I am Captain Brick Jammer, but in thinking it, does that really make it so,
Captain Jammer, what the hell are you talking about?
If I may, Dr. Philbot, might I put forth a suggestion that perhaps things are not as they seem this week? And in fact, might I suggest that Captain Jammer is not really Captain Jammer at all?
Are you kidding me? Captain Jammer, is what Dr. Octagus suggests true? Have you been an imposter all along?
Well, to be honest, Captain Jammer was here earlier, but no longer. Because, you see, I managed to beam him out, but with a device I have invented called the Krug...
Let me stop you there. Let me reiterate. Who the hell are you?
Apologies, ladies and gentlebots. My name is Boffin, and I was simply testing my newest invention, a clever device that can disguise any bot by making he or she appear and sound exactly like any other bot. Clever, eh?
What in the Sam Hill? Just throw him into the mega shock tank and let's just call it a day. Damn it. A pup can't even have a simple meeting to discuss taking over the f***ing universe without every f***ing little thing going wrong.
Oh, sorry, but I really can't hang about. Ta-ta!
Oh,
this is the Titan 2 receiving you. This is P2. How may I direct your call? It's just madness. It makes no sense.
What can it be, P2?
I wish I knew. Squeak.
But it must mean something. Do you think it could be Captain Putch and his boarding party?
I knew it. They're having a party without Lovely. And Lovely really enjoys a good party. I could really be getting my freak on right now.
I don't think it's that kind of party, chum.
No, I agree with P2. I think they could possibly be in trouble.
Well then, that's just boring. Lovely is going back to the disco to party on down again. I just gotta shake my booty. Catch you butsies later.
We have to find out what's going on over there, P2. We have to find a way to help them. Try to contact them again. Get them back on the radio.
I'll try. This is the Titan 2 calling the derelict ship. Please respond, Captain Putch, if you can.
It's a goose! A goose! I just saw a goose!
What did he just say?
I'm not sure, but I think he just said he saw some kind of bird.
It's a goose, man. A real-life goose.
No, there are many goose. If anyone is getting this, please stay away from the derelict. It's a goose ship.
Ghost ship? She means it's a ghost ship. It's really haunted. Ugh.
Oh my god, P2. I think we've lost them. Forever.
Poor Pudge.
Poor Trevor and Zipper.
Poor Kika. I really liked her.
Yeah. And poor Zimmy. I really... Well, I can't say I liked him exactly. But, well... Poor Zimtron. I'll miss him? Well, if not miss him exactly, I'll... Well, it's kind of a shame, you know?
Yeah, kinda, in a way, but yeah, I'll really miss the others.
Me too. I thought Kika was one sexy little...
Guys, that's no ghost. That's just a sheet with two holes cut out of it, you idiots.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 64, Goose Ship, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, David Ault as the Titan II computer, Joe Thomas as Putch and Lovely, Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbot, Abner Sinerez as Dr. Octagus, Kim Russell as Lou LaBelle, Tim Lassiter as Excelsior, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Danny Cutler as Kika, David Ault as Trevor and Zipper, Shane Harris as Brick Jammer, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Minion Maximus, Shane Harris as Boffin, Dave Weaver as P2, and Sally Wiggett as Squeak. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. You know the drill. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbrooding1@yahoo.com. No goose were harmed during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time for the Robots of the Company's 6th season finale. That's right. With another crazy little episode we like to call the Briscoe Virus. And believe you me, you won't want to miss that one, because this is when everything changes. Yep. You'll want to check this one out to see just what the hell I'm talking about. We may answer that question, but then again, well, just tune in anyway. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
It's my pleasure to inform you, bots, that I have just come from a major battle campaign in the 12th dimension, where my invasion fleet was gloriously victorious in our defeat of the Puddlewicks of Glom. Yes, those Puddlewicks of Glom.